So everybody in Houston has been talking about Michael Brown and his amazing story. And us at the Houston Texans and my other teammates that went to Stanford are here to show him some love and surprise him with some stuff that's going to help him out at Stanford. How you doing?
Hey, Mike's in his room. Okay. Thanks to my mom, then my head's taking the eat.
Can we come in? What's up, man? How you doing?
I'm good.
Stanford man?
Yeah.
What's up?
How's it feel?
Thank you.
We also have this for you, too.
Oh, thank you so much.
Wow. We all have been reading about you and your story and how amazing you've been doing in school and how, you know, you've made it through so many obstacles, but still you've been able to rise above all of them and do amazing things, including get into all the schools that you got into. But we know you're really smart because you chose to go to Stanford. We're proud of you and we wanted to surprise you with these gifts. And we also have a bunch of things outside that we think are gonna help you at Stanford and help you, you know, make it through Stanford. And we're gonna help you ship some of that stuff out there for you as well. Proud of you and we're giving you these gifts. We got you some Texan stuff, but we'd also got you some stuff that everybody needs, like a flashlight.
Today I got to see the spirit of Stanford Cardinals, who are generous, caring, who really want to make you a part of their family, and it really helped me to feel like I was a part of the Stanford family. It just, with an extension in Houston, it reaffirmed that feeling for me.
We're really excited for Mike and his family, and we're really happy that we could help him along the way and give him some of the tools that he needs to be successful at Stanford and answer some of his questions.
I'm very grateful. I'm very thankful. I'm excited for him. I'm happy for him. So more so than anything, it's just I'm grateful. I'm thankful. This is huge.
The last few weeks have been hectic, but I think I've really learned a lot about myself and looking at what I value and finding ways just to think about what I've done and what that means for me, but also to find ways to kind of reflect what I've done and to help others. Like, I've gone to schools to speak and I've gone to churches to speak, and I think that's helped me to grow and become more reflective, and also to, you know, just help other people in the ways that people have helped me.